Hey there, Patriots. Thanks for stopping by, Lori and Company. It's April 20th, and we have some things to go over. And we'd like to take your calls today, and if you have any questions or to discuss your own opinion about the subject that we're dealing with, the number to call in is 319-527-6779. And all you do is get on the phone, plug in a number, wait, listen to the prompts, and wait. And it's just like having a regular phone call with someone. And you don't have to worry about if you're in your pajamas or if your hair is not looking good or whatever. And, of course, your personal information doesn't go anywhere. I wanted to start off today by asking you to go over to my Getter feed. I also have Laura Bella, but I can't post directly to that, so I'm using the one that is listed. And I also wanted to invite you to get on to Getter and Gab and those other platforms. Recently, a veteran war correspondent, journalist, a real investigative reporter, Lara Logan, L-A-R-A-L-O-G-A-N, covered what's been going on in the Ukraine, as well as some other subjects. And she said a very good point, which is, you know, we can't be complaining about Twitter and, you know, banning President Trump and all these other people. And, you know, I was banned. I'm only there because I'm using a phone number that wasn't on their records. But I've been banned for a long time, off and on. And, you know, they play these games where they tell you to delete posts and then you can, you know, be able to interact with your contacts and your followers again. And then they say, nope, that's not good enough, so you have to delete this one too. And, you know, they're just control freaks. They really are modern-day Nazis, and they don't even recognize themselves as being that. And you're not supposed to say that word, Nazis. I don't use it lightly. I mean, it stands for National a Socialist Party that rose to power in Germany. And I told you in past episodes, but I don't expect you to go back and listen to them all, that what Hitler would do was very diabolical. He would beat up the people in the streets with his brown shirts and his, you know, his undercover troops, basically like Antifa types and BLM types. He would pay them to go out and beat up the crowds and wreck businesses and, you know, go after pulling Jews out of their stores and, you know, beating them up in public. And when you know, if you're a civilized society and you see that, your first impression is, oh, they must have done something wrong. But also, then he would send in his troops to take over and, you know, get order back and, you know, make it orderly. So that just slowly doing that a few times, it got the people conditioned into accepting a military presence. And also accepting that when you see your neighbor being pulled out of their house at night, close your windows and, you know, hope that they don't come after you. And, you know, much to my pride and pleasure, when I learned that my husband's Dutch village were hiding the Jews and that they were trying to help them and that they knew it was wrong and they spoke up and they didn't they didn't want to be part of that. And they, the village was mostly Catholic. So, you know, don't think that the majority of people are evil. It's just this group that has risen up quietly and silently. So that's what the subliminal messaging episode today is about. I know that most people just want to go about their lives and have fun and don't want to look at the news. And the young people aren't looking at the news. They're getting their view on things from TikTok, which is, you know, nothing but a bunch of whack jobs and stupid young people posting pictures of themselves, you know, with, you know, stupid memes on their faces and that kind of stuff. I mean, we have let them dumb down our society, and I wouldn't care so much, but, you know, I haven't had grandchildren. I'm hoping to have grandchildren, but then I think to myself, why? So they can be school and be indoctrinated, and or you have to have them in private school, and then because you want to have private school for your kids, that somehow they can't get into a college that they choose because, you know, they haven't gone through the system. I mean, this is very, very, it's very well thought. I mean, for being evil, they are not stupid. Okay, they're very methodical how they do things. Even to like what I had mentioned about getting us to get rid of our family doctors by pushing in Obamacare, and suddenly your doctor's not taking that insurance, or he's going to get out of the system because he's not making any money. Or, you know, I know dentists who, you know, strictly take cash and carry because, I mean, I shouldn't say that cash and carry, but they don't want to be involved with, you know, Obamacare because they know that it's a big scam. It's the rich paying the corporations, getting a break on their insurance that they can provide as an inducement for their employees. But then the employees are paying for their insurance and co-payments, whether they go or not to the doctor or the dentist. And then the illegal aliens and the poor aren't paying very much at all. And, you know, we had no income, and we were paying way more just for two people than we were for a family of four on Anthem, Blue Cross, before Obamacare. So I know from what I'm talking about. Okay, it's not what Obamacare was not about, getting people health insurance or even coverage or health care. It was about finding out what you are making, finding out what you've got in the bank, finding out who you are, what your conditions are, and deciding then who gets treatment and who doesn't. And that's what the Fabian Socialists pushed. They pushed, and George Bernard Shaw, the playwright of England, was a big advocate of Hitler, and he pushed justifying your existence. And if you weren't making enough money and you didn't have any skills, or you were mentally disabled or handicapped, you basically have to volunteer to go into a gas oven. Okay, and then they convinced the people in America, the companies in America, to make the gas ovens that the Jews went into. So yeah, swallow that, okay? We all have been complicit in being pushed around by this demonic, diabolical cabal. And if you want to know more about the cabal, go to blogs.laurabella. It's on the front page underneath my shows. It's called Fall of the Cabal. It's in the Disclosure Library that's housed on UGETube.com. And as I said, part of the reason I do these shows is because I know people have limited time. I know they have limited attention spans. And I know a lot of people don't have a clue. I started talking to someone, a neighbor, and their eyes glazed over. Like, they were just so, like, overwhelmed, and it was just too much for them to digest, because they had no idea, I mean, zero idea about things. So the whole purpose of what, like, LT of N We Know and Melissa of Freedom Force Battalion, Mike Lindell, Real America's Voice, InfoWars, War Room, all these other shows that are out there, Glenn Beck and all his sub-shows that he has on there, like Steve Days. All of this is making a big impact, and that's why the elite are pissed off, because they used to control the media and they would control the narrative. And all they needed, it was very, you know, cheap for them to do it, because all they needed was about probably 200 operatives in the CIA that were pro New World Order, pro Nazi, pro making money on the side using U.S. taxpayers' money. And they would send their, you know, memos, and they still do, the talking points to the different studios and news agencies, the hubs. And then they just all sound the same, because they're literally reading their talking points, their memo from up on high. And it's not that it's coming from protectors of America. It's coming from subversive agents, operatives that have been implanted into our government. And I know they'll say, oh, that's conspiracy talk. It's not. Okay, it's just that you don't know about it, so it's all seeming like, you know, crazy talk to you. It's not crazy talk, okay? They literally insert into the every agency, from the water board up to the school board, to the local sheriff, the local mayor, and they take over areas that way. And I saw it happening to my town 20 years ago, when I came down here from, we were living above LA. My husband got a job offer down in San Diego. We were living down, I guess around 2000, we came down here to beautiful North County, which is above San Diego. And I saw in the paper that they were covering up things that had happened that I had witnessed when I was out and about driving around, which was the drug cartels throwing people out in the street with their being bound and gagged and, you know, dead, and their faces peeled off. Yeah, I saw that, okay? So instead of reporting it and alerting the public, they covered it up, and that's how you have a fascist media and government come to power, by covering up the truth. I saw it even when I was on Nextdoor. They were talking about the rise in crime, talking about people coming out into their garages and finding people out there going through their tools and looking for stuff to sell. I mean, there's a lot of homeless people, a lot of people who just got here from other countries, and it's not just Mexico that they're coming from. I think I told you before in the past that the jihadists, you know, speak perfect Spanish and can look like they are, you know, some farmer from Mexico. Anyway, people in my area are going out into the garage, and they see people out there going through their stuff. And, you know, so they're complaining about it on Nextdoor. And so I tell what I know about this subject, and that, you know, they are smuggling in people, and that they are using kids to traffic drugs by putting drugs in their orifices. Yes, really. And all kinds of stuff that I've been exposed to and, you know about from, you know, years of being in this fight and researching on my own. And immediately the paid trolls come over to my post, start saying nasty things about me, calling me a religious right-wing Christian nut job and things like that. And of course they don't get banned, but the moment I retaliate and say, well, you're a left-wing, uninformed Satanist, then I get banned. So even like places like Nextdoor are complying with the fascism. Even the local newspaper that used to be neutral is now complying with the fascism, and, you know, posting pages and pages of anti-Trump news articles, because the Democrat Party owns the firemen, they own the cops, they own the school boards, they own the HOAs, they own the the schools. I mean, the Democrat Party is very, very intent on having power forever. And these are the same people who were pushing segregation under his name's gone right out of my head. The one that was from Princeton University, who was a professor, and it'll come to me in a moment. He pushed segregation. He was a big Nazi, basically. And yet he was in power as a president. And it was Eisenhower who undid the segregation. It wasn't done by JFK or Bobby. They continued it, but it was General Eisenhower who became president with Nixon, who was a Quaker, enforced the desegregation laws that were put in by the whack job that the Democrats had put in office. When I remember his name, I'll say it. So I'm telling you this because so many young people don't know or understand or even care about history, and that's why we have to keep pushing the history and the ugly history as well, the bad history. I mean, for example, people are complaining on Nextdoor about the car vandalism and people living in their cars and people having break-ins and things going missing. And, obviously, if you're in a dire situation where you are in this country, maybe you don't even want to be in this country. Maybe you were, kidnapped and you escaped and you're just trying to, stay alive. I mean, this is a very good area in California to stay alive because there's lots of orchards and food everywhere. But, it might not be some, seasoned criminal that is going to, come into your garage and try to look for something that is valuable to sell so they can, buy food or buy drugs or whatever they're into. But it most likely is, because that's the other part of this that people don't want to talk about, is that other countries are dumping their people into our country. Biden's all for that, and so is Harris, or I should say Harass. The Kamala, the one that has a mother from India and a dad from Jamaica, but claims to be a natural born citizen. She says ineligible as Obama was. Anyway, they have no problem with dumping in other countries' people into America because it takes the burden of taking care of prisoners off of them. And it's like $50,000 a year to take care of an inmate. They don't want to take, and you have some, mass murderer or some rapist or some, pedophile or whatever it is that there is in their prisons, that they don't want them. They don't want to spend their money, the government of Mexico, for example, or Vietnam or whatever. They don't want to spend their money taking care of these people. So they would rather just dump them in here, or better yet, make a deal with paid off traders in America and smuggle them in. And that's what the underground tunnels are about. And they're everywhere. And they were here from before the flood, the tunnel system, okay, because it was an ancient civilization here before the flood. Yeah. Okay, so a lot has been kept from us on purpose because the more people that are ignorant, the more they can get away with. They use the tunnel system to transport everything from weapons to guns to people to kids to hide people that they are on the run. So they don't want you knowing about this underground tunnel system. It's not just a couple of tunnels here and there on the border of Mexico and Arizona and Texas and California. It's a network of tunnels. It's a tunnel system, and it was left here by ancient civilizations that were here long before even Moses' time. All right, so with that said, we're going to talk about the subliminal messaging. I know this is a difficult subject because so many people love cartoons, and they love the movies, and they love Netflix, and they love Disney and all that stuff. Well, every year for several years, Disney has had their employees arrested. I mean, maybe not 1,500 employees, but large significant amount of employees arrested for basically, I would say the majority of the arrests are related to drugs and human trafficking and pedophilia. All right, so I mean, they're not just arresting them because they're bad employees or because they're stealing intellectual property. These are people who have done horrible things. And you want to ask yourself, why is Disney especially seeming to have a problem where they hire bad people? and why are those bad people knowing that they can get hired at Disney despite having, a past, shall we say, of, like prostitution or selling child pornography, that kind of thing. Now, as Tim Ballard of OurRescue.org, what he has said is very sobering, that it's the U.S. that is the biggest consumer of child pornography. And when he has spoken to the people that the child traffickers and the people who are, having sex with kids, they always say that it started off with this pornography, and then they started needing more and more to satisfy their craving, so to speak. And it wasn't enough just to look eventually at young people having sex. They wanted to see young people in person, and they wanted to have sex with young people. So that is not, the natural instinct of human beings is to be protective of those that are weaker than us. I mean, even pedophiles don't kick dogs around, but they have a problem with hurting children. So something's mentally off with these people, obviously, but something worse than that is going on. And that's the part that I'm going to talk about. And you can see it in the images that I've posted, the subliminal messaging. And it's those videos are all on YouTube still, because they haven't been taken down, because they're showing what's there and they're being careful what they show so they don't get violations. But I'm sure the pedophile Satanist society will come out and put violations against those videos so they get taken down and nobody gets to see them. So look at them quickly while you still can. Now, with what Tim Ballard has put forth, with basically we all become ripples, it's called Save a Child Challenge. It's very difficult for me to do that because of having the powers that be take away my tens of thousands of subscribers and followers. And, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that it's very difficult to, have a business or promote something that you care about or an event when you don't have people thinking that you, have clout. And, I accept that. I'm glad that these other ones that I've been pointing to are doing so well, like LT of N We Know and Melissa of Freedom Force Battalion. I particularly like Melissa because she's written a book trying to interpret Revelation, which is very scary, and most people don't read it. I've spent my whole life not avoiding reading that. She goes through it and tries to look at it from a different perspective, and that she believes, and I believe, and I hope other people believe, that the Armageddon is on the wicked. It's not on us, it's on the wicked, okay? We've been misled so that we would be complacent, just like I mentioned in one of my other videos, that there's a movie called Lost in Translation, which has Bill Murray in it. Well, I started thinking about that. It's like a strange title for a movie. And then right after I was thinking about those thoughts, God led me to look at this video where a guy went through all the versions, the different variations, the different editions of the Bible, and he showed how the word in and on have been changed, and that the translation was distorted, not maybe out of someone being wicked and conniving, just maybe because they didn't. There's not much difference between in and on, because it could be on you and penetrate in you. So I can see how that could be interpreted wrong. But what the fellow put forth on his video was showing in the different books, the different versions of the Bible, different editions, the King James Version and the Geneva and all the different versions that have come out. Yeah, the substance stays the same, but there are slight variations. And also, if they don't include books in them, which, it was basically the Roman Catholic Church that decided what went in and what didn't, and it was later on that's on a whole other episode, but later on they went and basically had a panel of linguists and a panel of theologians and a panel of, you know, proven wise prophetic people, people who had reputations, instead of just a bunch of men in dresses and pointy hats. Yeah, I said it. So think about that. What if, you know, all this time, you know, we're like, oh, well, you know, it's just something we can do. You know, God's in control, and, you know, we're going to be raptured out of here, and, you know, we won't be around to see it. My uncle, who's in his 80s, brought me to Christ, and he said it was going to happen in my lifetime. And I was like, yeah, no, it's not going to happen in my lifetime. And, you know, what we have just seen, you know, skyrocketing inflation, being locked down, having to show papers to move around, having people in within own families fighting and carrying on and being, you know, being in censorship and lies being put out as truth and people who were telling the truth being demonized. And, you know, I have never in my life been so disrespected, viciously attacked, smeared, harassed, called names, had things done to me and my family as I have when I became anti-Obama, anti-Hillary, and pro-Trump. And even when I was trying to talk about choosing Mitt Romney over Obama, I always put it from the point of view that he was much more likely to be a righteous, moral man than Obama, who was friends with terrorists and friends with Farrakhan, who hates Jews and whites and leads the Nation of Islam, and that, you know, Mitt Romney is vetted, Obama is not. Like, just putting it like logical terms like that. And even then I was viciously attacked and you know, all kinds of things happen, which I don't want to go into because it'll just make you afraid to do anything. Okay, that's what they want. They want us to be afraid. And we're not going to be afraid because we proclaim in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty that this cabal will fall, and we release God's heavenly army to go forth and tear it to bits. Go get them, guys. Go get them, angels. Go get them, Archangel Michael. Just destroy them and tear this wickedness down that's in the spiritual realm that we cannot see. And I declare this will be so, and I declare it in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. Amen. So it is written, so it shall be done. It's done, okay? We're done messing around. We can do that, and they will be in splintered into smithereens, okay? And that's what JFK said. He said that he was, when he gave his, one of his last speeches, if not the last speech, to the press corps, which was fairly decent at the time, not now. This was in the 60s. He said that he was going to take, that there's a shadow government that is determined to make every man, woman, and child a slave, and that we're going to fight it, and we're going to take the CIA and splinter it into a million pieces and scatter it to the winds. Okay, that was not just something fun to say in a speech. He was saying what he had found out from Eisenhower, like, we've got a demonic force that's here. It's maybe an entity that takes over people. Maybe it's aliens that can look like people, but they're not. They're actually aliens. I don't know all the particulars, but I do know that JFK declared war on it, and he knew that the newly formed CIA had been already hijacked by the Nazis that had been imported during Operation Paperclip. And so he already was aware, like, holy cow, we invited the wolf into the hen house. And that's why they killed him. And then they publicly killed him because they wanted to make sure nobody else stood up. So that's the whole thing. You know, standing up is not fun, especially when you don't feel like you have support and when you feel afraid. And I have been afraid, and I know what that feels like. And, you know, I'm not, it's either we stand up together now, or we're all going to go under this spell, so to speak, under this enslavement. And, you know, we are Americans. We don't take this crap. And we see it in Canada and in the UK and all around the world. Other nationalities, other countries are standing up, but it's not being shown on our free press, quote unquote. How come? So if you want to see and be inspired, you got to look at alternative media because they're covering it. And as I said, LT of And We Know, he's got a Roku channel now. He's got great guests. He's arrived. He's got a product line and gear. People are wearing his gear everywhere. He's so successful. God has blessed him. Okay, I don't know why I haven't been successful, but God bless LT. He's successful, and he has just recently interviewed Lara Logan, and he also interviewed Dr. Bruce Artis, and I have linked those things, and a lot of it is on my Getter feed. That's why I'm putting my Getter feed, and yeah, that's my name, and I am parish, as in a community, as in the church, as in a congregation, and we're the congregation, okay? My name is significant, and so is my husband's name. So I am asking you to help in this battle, because if we all join forces, I'm saying without any hesitation that this cabal will go down and we will see their asses in Gitmo. And that's what has to happen. And that's why they're so afraid, because their propaganda and their mind control and MK Ultra crap that they learned from the Nazis. Yeah, they were experimenting on people and doing mind control on them. And guess who else is part of it? Yeah, somebody famous, somebody that's been a president, and his son has been a president. Yeah, yes, I'm very upset to say that, but that is true. These people are as wicked as they come, and maybe they're not even people. I don't know. I mean, there's a guy up named L.A. Marzulli, who has had some very bizarre things happen, and he's been doing a lot of research, and he's been around for a long time. And it's Marzulli. And he's been on Prophecy Watch with Gary Stearman, who also had a very weird experience. And I also had a very weird experience. So these are like normal people that, for whatever reason, God's choosing them to, have these experiences so they can speak about it. And I am so interested in trying to ask LA to come on to my show. But why should he? He's a filmmaker, and he's, already on his way. So anyway, to LA. So the thing is, with the subliminal messaging, it's very obvious once you have it shown to you, but when it's being presented, if you're not in that mindset, you're not going to notice it. And so, like, for example, ads that have people on the beach and then the girl bends over and has her butt up in the air, right in line with the guy's beer bottle, so it's a sexual connotation. That's the kind of stuff that these sick freaks do, and they particularly like to go after children, and that's why I'm so outraged over the stupid ass Democrats letting pedophiles come to their story time at the library or at the school, and letting these bearded freaks dressed as in ballerina costumes and very weird outfits they put on, because they are possessed. I'm sorry, but they are mentally off, or they're possessed by demons. They have these kids squirming around on their lap so they can get a erection and get the jollies that way. I mean, that is child abuse. And if you are a parent and you're taking your kid to those drag times, story times, or gay pride parades, you're guilty of child abuse, and I will do a citizen's arrest if I see you with a child at any of those things, because that is wrong. I mean, these children have a right to have a normal, healthy childhood like most of us had, and if you didn't have a normal, healthy childhood, that's your problem. Don't abuse kids. Take out your own problems that you had being abused or being raped by some other pedophile, whatever your issue is. Don't take it out on little kids. Okay, that's your problem. You deal with it. You can get help and you can get better, but you don't touch the children. Okay, we're not going to let you have our children. and we're not going to hire you either. You'll have to go work in, you know, demonic governed states and cities because we're not going to hire you. And I say that sincerely. I'm declaring this. If you are a pervert, you won't be able to get hired because you've chosen to be a pervert. Yeah, you might get help, but you're never going to be allowed near civil society and children again. So think carefully before you act on your impulses, because impulses have consequences. And they destroy lives as well. I mean, it's very, very clear from the studies that have been conducted that when you start exposing yourself to pornography and gore and gruesomeness and all those kind of things, it's almost like you become hardened to it, but also it goes into the layers of your soul, and then you become different. So, you know, if you think I don't know what I'm talking about, I'll tell you, just last night, my husband was watching a show, Hell on Wheels, which is about the Old West and the settling of America. And it's really gruesome and really hard, you know, showing the people, you know, with frostbite and all those kind of things. But for some reason, they decided that they had to show an amputation of someone's leg. And then later on, he, you know, bleeds out and dies because they couldn't stop the bleeding in the artery. But like, they could have implied that his leg was amputated, but they had to show it as if it was in real time happening. And that's the other part that I wanted to get across to you, is that you don't have the ability, unless you're a graphic artist, to know what's real and what's not. And the makeup artists and the special effects, there was a movie with Tom Cruise and Brian Brown called FX, came out long ago. Even then, they had the ability to do special effects that were, you know, really awesome. So the average person doesn't have the ability to be able to say, oh, that's fake or that's real. I have seen videos and it looks really real to me. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just a big head trip put on by the, you know, the powers that be that want to scare the crap out of us. I don't know. But be very careful about what you accept as true, but be very careful about what you look at, because I have seen things that I wish I didn't look at. Okay. I'll give you an example. And I'm not, you know, there's a gal named Linda McAllister who is a former leftist, and her grandpa was a Mason, and you know, she has seen the light, okay? And this, being a Mason is not bad. It's being the upper echelon that is bad. They're the ones that hijacked it and turned it into something very wicked, okay? It's not, being a Mason is not bad. Don't think, oh, yeah, he's a Mason. You know, it's the upper echelon. They hijack everything, and they distort everything that's decent. Like that's what they did to the Boy Scouts. You know, they get their pedophiles in there, start molesting kids, and suddenly the Boy Scouts have a bad reputation. So they did to the Mormons. You know, the Mormons, you know, felt sorry for orphans and widows, especially during the founding of America when there wasn't a lot of women to go around. And so they decided that they would expand their family unit and take care of widows and orphans and have more children, because the Bible says be fruitful and multiply. I mean, you could say it was a perverted thing to do, and you could also say it was a caring thing to do. So, you know, just put things in perspective. So Linda McAllister of McAllister TV Online, I'm sorry, Linda Paris, she has connections to Hollywood because she worked for a lot of the networks. At least she says she does. I haven't done her whole research. She's a writer. She wrote for the Miami Herald column on murder and mystery. You know, she seems to be a nice gal, but she has stuff on her channel that most people would just dismiss as, you know, she's crazy. And she's talking to people that the average person doesn't speak to. I mean, when I found out about my brother, I tried to get help from some of the people that she had on her show, which includes people who are what most people would consider, you know, out there, because I was so desperate for my brother to get better. And of course, he didn't listen to do what I told him to do as far as natural therapy and things to get rid of the jab effects. So, but anyway, I'm telling you about Linda because she does have connections in Hollywood. She worked for Lifetime and CNN and other ones, according to her. You know, maybe she's not telling the truth, but I think she is. And she has on her channel videos of people with undercover cameras going into the tunnels, and they're finding bodies down there that have been ripped open, and their organs have been removed because your organs are actually, you know, very valuable. So that's partly why in China they have organ harvesting, because they have billions of people and they don't give a crap about their people. So, you know, they have that going on. And then they also showed children being dragged into these back rooms, and the children are so terrified. My heart just breaks to see them, because you'd have to be a whack job to a pervert to even pretend that you are going to hurt a child for the TV camera, let alone do it. And, you know, I'm asking you to be careful about what you look at, because, you know, these are, this is why, you know, when the Q was doing the boards, you know, they said, those who know cannot sleep. I know all about that. Okay. God kept giving me visions and dreams until I woke up. So, you know, I'm telling you this for a reason, that if you are going to get involved, you know, you've got to get your protection on, and you got to be ready for it, because what is coming, what's happening is that everybody that goes up against this demonic force, this power structure, this cabal, they are not only attacked in the spiritual realm where things keep going badly and wrong for them, but they're also attacked in the real world, the natural world, where they have stuff happening like identity theft and stolen packages and bills that aren't theirs applied to them and all kinds of, you know, really malicious stuff. And, you know, I will say that I was pretty naive. I didn't think that, you know, I didn't think it was as bad as it is, but it can be turned around, and that's the whole thing. That's why when you read the book of Acts, when Jesus says, occupy like an army until I return, that's not like a suggestion. It's an order, okay? It's an instruction. It's a war plan. So that's what we're doing. We are going to occupy like an army. And that's what Freedom Force Battalion, Melissa in Texas, that's what she's got going. That's what LT's got going. That's what Mike Lindell's got going. Patriot Street Fighter, Scott McKay, so many other people, so many good people are fighting this, okay? So don't think that, you know, it's just a couple of, you know, conspiracy theorists, you know, crying in the wind or whatever. Oh, you know, that crazy Alex Jones. Alex Jones woke up a long, long time ago because he had people in his family that were good people that were in the FBI and the CIA and the cops and that kind of stuff. So, and his dad was a dentist, or, you know, he went to Texas University or whatever, and Texas AMU. And, you know, they just happened to fall in, you know, God had it that they would know influential people. So poor Alex, you know, he's been, you know, fighting this for such a long time, and, you know, he's had his life wrecked, you know, his health. He used to be a very in shape, very healthy, you know, slim, muscular swimmer. And, you know, he obviously, like me, you know, eats to deal with the stress. So it's another thing that is part of this whole equation, is that we have to get in shape so that we are able to be healthy and we don't need to do what they tell us to do. I mean, the idea that people would willingly hurt themselves and hurt their children, I just find that really bizarre. But that the idea, that the other part of it is that I had fights with my family about this, that they didn't, they thought I was just listening to the crazy talk, you know. So now they understand that I was right. But it doesn't matter, because I had those, you know, harsh words and shouting out matches. So partly why I keep trying to do this is I don't want people to be splintered, because guess what? This evil force enjoys that. Okay, it's called Loosh, L-O-O-S-H, L-O-O-S-H, I think that's it. It enjoys causing strife and hardship and tears and fighting and violence and hatred and all the other things, you know, feeling alone, all the things that go into, you know, making life either great or horrible. And that's partly why I'm a big fan of Mike Lindell, because he started Lindell Recovery Network, trying to help people with addictions. And addictions can be more than just, you know, drugs and alcohol. You know, it can be pornography. It can be addiction to, doing the same cycle of abuse. You know, whether it's, you know, violence towards another person or a child. I mean, I had good parents for the most part. My mother was a wonderful woman, and you know, I grew up around seeing a lot of neighbors and people, you know, abusing their kids, hitting them, dragging them, that kind of stuff. I saw my sister had a friend whose husband would beat the living daylights out of her, and they finally got divorced later on in life. But you know, I've seen a lot, and so you don't have to suffer alone. Get therapy, get counseling, get away from the people that you're abusing, because you're ruining their lives. Okay, so you know, at least have the decency not to hurt someone else. I mean, my sister has a friend who knew he was gay and got married anyway, and he was worried about keeping his job and his tenure, so he did what he was supposed to do and got married and had a daughter. I think that is so selfish. I mean, yeah, he wanted to keep his job, but he convinced the woman that he was, you know, loved her, and he was able to manage to have sex with her once so that she could get pregnant, so that she could have a kid. I mean, that's how creepy, you know, that she could have married someone else, but she married him thinking that he was, you know, not gay. So I have a real issue with dishonesty, and also people who do things that are for their own personal benefit. Okay, the call-in number is 319-527-6779. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about something I got from a fellow named Nirav Mehta, M-E-H-T-A. And it's a PDF, and it's called The One Secret to Lasting Influence. And it's bafflingly simple, yet exactly how top marketers get ongoing results. So I'm going to share that in the chat if you want to grab that. I'm going to put it in there. It's an easy read, but you know, he's trying to help entrepreneurs, so I'm going to share it, and I don't think I'm doing anything wrong by doing that. Maybe I am, and I apologize if I shouldn't be doing that. But it's advice on how to using your next email, blog, or sales page. You know, what I find is that I'm so busy trying to fix problems and errors and that kind of stuff that I don't have time to you know, the homework for getting ahead in business. And that's partly what Clay Clark put together with his entrepreneur workshops, is trying to help people learn what other entrepreneurs have had to do and have done that succeeded. I mean, like, as I say, why reinvent the wheel? All right, I'm having difficulty opening the chat, so I guess that's not going to happen. But anyway, so that is something that you can ask, actually request, and, you know, he'll send you the totally free, the document, and it's from, I guess he's an engineer by training, but I could tell you what the one word sentence or the one sentence secret to lasting influence is, but then you wouldn't request it. So I'm going to ask you to ask for your own copy. And I also wanted to talk about, if you're in the event business, event planning business, in the next newsletter, I'm going to be putting in some links to legal documents that have been prepared by, people in the business. Most of them are free, and the other ones are very reasonable. But that would also help you, because it's very difficult to get your business going, and if you at least have a good, strong legal document to protect you and to, you know, make the arrangement with another person that is hiring your services, at least you can feel kind of confident about that aspect. Okay. So getting back to the subliminal. So the titles of the subliminal messaging and movies are in the images, but you can look at them on YouTube. But how can I say it? I would do it pretty quickly, because they keep erasing the evidence, because then they're afraid that they'll be sued, like Disney and other companies, for knowing about it and letting it happen. I guess you can see the imagery is definitely sexual that they're putting into cartoons. And why would they do that? Because it's called grooming. They are programming the young generation. So what happens to kids when they stop thinking about, you know, math and space and literature and start thinking about sex? They become obsessed with that, and they become easier to seduce, and they become easier seducers. Okay? It's that simple. I mean, I hate to say it, but this is a diabolical, very wicked, hard to stomach plan. We're not going to allow it anymore. And if you feel the same way, then you'll be sharing this. You don't have to follow me. I don't care. If I look down and I see, oh, I've got so many followers, I don't care about that. Because when they go after me, then they go after all my followers. So don't follow me. I'm sacrificing this. Like, I'm sacrificing being, oh, she's got, you know, 50,000 followers. You know, I don't care. It's like, just listen to what I'm saying, because I know what I'm talking about. I have had so much terrible things happen before I married and after I married. And not for my husband. My husband's a great guy. But, you know, I know what I'm talking about. So, you know, please listen and then share it. And then you don't even have to have this big discussion. You just, you know, say what I'm saying. Or say, look at this, you know, and it's up to them. And if they still think, you know, there's nothing to it, then fine. All right, so on my Getter feed, I have Netflix has disbarred Barry Satoru, that's his real name, or one of his names, also known as Obama. Netflix hired that piece of, you know what, camel dung on their board, along with disbarred low IQ Michelle Obama. I say she has low IQ because I read her theses. She was at Princeton University when I was a worker bee there. I didn't know I was a white woman, so they didn't give me a scholarship. Yeah, I said it. And that moron, Moose, was at Princeton University, and her thesis was on black and white racism or whatever, and you know, most anti-white person, and she marries a half white guy. Anyway, supposedly, I mean, Obama says his mom was, you know, from Stanley Ann Dunham from Kansas, but I don't think she's from Kansas. I don't think that's his mother. I think she might have raised him, but I don't think that's his mother. But even if it is, it doesn't matter. His dad was a Marxist Kenyan, and that disqualifies him from the VP or president. He could be a governor and he could be a senator, but he wasn't, because of not having the natural born requirement under Article 2, Section 1, that made Obama unqualified for office, and they lied and pretended he was because his mother was supposedly a U.S. citizen. Doesn't matter. His father wasn't. His father was not only another religion, but he's also another political ideologue, which was, you know, Marxism. So, you know, the ugly truth is that the British intelligence knew, and they put that MS, they put Obama in there because they needed him to continue with their operations. And they knew he was dirty enough that he would. And MI6 is filled with scumbags. And, you know, may you all rot in hell and may you die painful deaths. Because they knew that Obama was actually, if he was born to Obama Sr., assuming that that's true, which I doubt that, but if it was, at the time of Obama's birth in 1961, Kenya was under British rule. So actually, if anything, Obama's a British citizen because the nationality of the parent goes to the kids. So, you know, don't get me started. So they hire Obama and Michelle as advisors for content on Netflix. What the heck does that piece of crap know about what to put into content for kids in particular, or for shaping our society? They are hiring him because they know he's a pervert and they want him to be having these kids shows with these, you know, dressed up pedophiles dancing around talking to the kids, and, you know, it's okay to touch yourself, you know, this is so wicked. Anyway, so Netflix just got downgraded by and, you know, stock wise it's under pressure, and forecast losing $2 million in the next quarter. So they're in trouble because, you know, people woke up and started paying attention. Biden hired a guy who slipped up on national TV and said that the vaccine, the jab, is targeting minorities. Oops! You know, he said it, and now he's like backpedaling. But it doesn't matter because people heard it. HHS Health Secretary said at the White House convening on equity, what a joke, said that the vaccines kill minorities at twice the rate of white people. Now, you ask yourself why that is. I wrote what I thought it was about, and this is what I said. The targeting minorities, because even though minorities are a small percentage of the U.S. population, mainly because they keep killing their own, you know, blacks are the biggest people, biggest group that aborts their babies, they are also the biggest population, you know, they're the minority population, and as far as numbers, they are the biggest population that's in prison and on welfare. And that's a fact. Okay? There's a lot more white people, and yet, you know, there's more blacks on welfare percentage-wise than whites. That's because the Democrats run the cities, and they make sure that jobs don't go in there, and they make sure it's a crime zone so that the blacks on black violence is out of control, and that's not reported by the media. They're paid not to report that. And black on white, and black on Hispanic. I mean, it's not that the blacks are evil people. They just are in a very horrible situation. And yeah, if you're poor and don't make money and you're addicted to drugs or whatever, you're going to do whatever you have to do to get it. So that's why President Trump, when he was a citizen, Trump, got a lot of awards from the Black community, including from Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, for bringing in jobs to ghettos and urban areas. But those ghettos are always run by Democrats, and they like it that way because the Democrats rule by oppression, not by ideas or lifting people up. They make sure that their chosen people get up into high places, but then they make sure that nothing else happens for the rest. So the Fabian socialists want minorities exterminated because they are too costly. The Nazis were, anti-blacks. They also were murdering twins and blacks and gypsies, and even communists were being rounded up by the Nazis along with the Jews. So, they didn't change their stripes. The Nazi ideology is about, not having too many blacks. And that's what Margaret Sanger was about, who founded the Planned Parenthood. She was a Hitler supporter. And George Soros, who supports Hillary and Obama, helped the Nazis. He admitted it on 60 Minutes to Steve Croft and how he enjoys helping the Nazis. And, he is an atheist. He's not a Jew. He's an atheist. So he might have a Jewish background, but he is not a Jew. And he used that to get ahead as well. Because nobody wants, to demonize the Jews. There's a lot of bad Jews out there, too, that are not practicing Jews, that are just, communist and Khazarian Jews that are, basically gangs and, very wicked. So now, with prisoners costing $50,000 a year and Social Security and unemployment being broke, they are trying to figure out how to get rid of the people who are on welfare and who they can't pay out Social Security to because they never even paid into it because they weren't ever working their entire lives. I mean, we have generational welfare, people who have always been on welfare. Their parents were, their grandparents, their uncles, sisters, cousins, all on welfare. I grew up near Philadelphia and New York City. I know what I'm talking about. And as I say, it's not black people's fault. If you are living somewhere and you don't have any money to leave and there's no jobs and there's crime everywhere and people are resorting to, stealing from other people just to, buy things or have food, guess what? It becomes a jungle. And, and you can have people that are any color become very vicious and, violent. So what President Trump did to try to reach out to the black community was recognized, and that's why he has so much black support. And if you're a black person and, you want to listen to black people, then, listen to Sarah. Well, I think he's been keeping a low profile. Listen to Diamond and Silk. Listen to Black Republican BCP on YouTube. I mean, there's a lot. I've put them on my channel, Lori and Company in Circle. I put them on my channel so that you can find people easily and you can get your own, listen and make your own decision about it. But, Charlie Kirk, who's famous, went on to Tucker Carlson on Fox, and he said that the insurance companies are reporting that they have a spike in deaths since the jab being rolled out of 40%. It would be unusual to have a spike in death toll of 10%. So you have to ask yourselves, what's happening that there's a big spike in deaths? What's going on there? And what do you think that could be? Well, Okay, it looks like I was muted and didn't realize it. Oh boy. All right, so let's just go on to, I'm sorry you missed my whole thing. Jeez. Okay, so I wanted to talk about wineries and breweries because I think it's a nice way for people to get together and to have some good times. And this is from one of my favorite places, gift basket places. So if you are into Chardonnay, wheat beer is a good thing to try because you might find that the similarities are really, really great and similar, like smooth and light and refreshing. So if you're into pale ale, Pinot Noirs are something similar to that. So you could try that wine. So you could transition from a beer to a wine. If you're into Pinot Grigio, a Pilsner is sweet and spicy and kind of like that with a hops and spice profile. So that would be a good transition. If you like Chianti, Lager is crisp and dry like a Chianti. Let's see. Sauvignon Blanc. I guess they're saying IPA is very similar in the being bright and bold and herbal. I'm not sure I agree with that, but that's the recommendation. So if you already are drinking amber red ale, you might want to try a Zin. And that's kind of sweet and malty, amber, in the same color family. But, I haven't had a red ale in a long time, but I know that place, Lost Abbey and Pure Project are making like good ones. My husband likes Doppelbock and Merlot was similar in character and smoothness. And it's a transition that's easy. If you wanted to, try, I would try the Merlot. If you are into Syrahs, a Porter is very similar. It's full-bodied, dark, strong taste. And if you're a big Cabernet Sauvignon, they're suggesting that you try a stout. Like in Ireland, in England, they serve warm beer and stout and port. But it's kind of malty and roasted, and it has complex flavors. Sometimes it can even taste like the fruit. Ports, they're saying an aged barrel ale would be a good one, especially because ports are kind of jammy dessert wines. And let's see. And then champagne, if you're already into champagne, then a cider might be a good way to, like if you're having a wedding, serve cider instead of just beer and then champagne. I am going to be posting in the next newsletter some, I think, helpful things that you can do for saving money on a wedding. I mean, people are putting off getting married because they think they need $30,000-$40,000 for a decent wedding. And that's not true. You have to realize that people are it doesn't happen very often in your life that you find someone that you want to spend your life with. And I strongly suggest you get a prenuptial agreement so you protect your assets and, that you don't get taken to the cleaners. I'm a big advocate of that. But, you know, don't put it off. Life goes by so quickly, and you don't want to be, you know, pushing 60, 70, and you still don't have grandkids, because, you know, it's all about legacy. And that's one of the things that I wanted to just quickly go over. When I was working on my brother's keepsake, what I call a legacy keepsake, I made it for his grandchildren. I'm trying not to get choked up. I would like to share that, what I made, with the public, but it's kind of personal and it has people's faces in there, and I don't want them harassed and targeted. So I haven't done that. But all I can say is that you can add in videos, you can add in audio, music, you can have animation, they have already existing videos that you could add to it to get something across, like when I was talking about my brother being stationed in Alaska, I was thinking about trying to incorporate, you know, like polar bear videos and things like that, and I ended up just using the one that is like a waterfall, because I wanted to have his grandkids hear what it sounds like to hear the Niagara Falls, because he went to Niagara Falls and, you know, really liked it. But, you know, the humongous noise that the falls make, is you have to hear it to believe it. So I really suggest that in the next newsletter that I'm going to be sending out, that, you know, you take a look at the examples of what you can do with this software, that it's a platform actually, and you can have a free account, but you have a lot more features available if you upgrade. And they have, you can print out stuff and flyers or postcards. It's great for trying to get your business going or for teachers. It's called Canva, Canva, and I'm very, very impressed by it. And it's also a way that if you wanted to make like children's books, even if, you know, you just, you know, sell them or give them away, you could make it so it's interactive, so that they could put up, like you could have something that it clicks to that shows, you know, something in history that you're talking about. So, take a look at it, you know, let your creative juices flow. I think it's a really powerful tool. And I also wanted to discuss the things that I'm going to be putting up for sale for Mother's Day and to help me raise money for the scholarship fund. I'm going to be honest with you, I don't have a nonprofit ready. I'm not a church, but I bought a lot of stuff with the intention of doing the Inspired Vision event that I was assured that a lot of people were going to be part of. And, you know, I got the items because they were going to be given away as prizes and as what I call favors, thank you gifts. So I'm going to be putting up a couple of different products, not products, gift items, that if you want to purchase, 90% of the proceeds are going to go towards being able to give a big check, hopefully, to the Rawhide Ranch. And that way, it's all recorded. I say 90% because I obviously would like to cover my expenses for these products. So I will be putting that on blog.laurabella, and I hope you help me to raise money for scholarships, because as I explained yesterday, they have a waiting list. I mean, they always had people wanting to come to the camp. It's been around for a long time. You know, it's obviously a popular place and they get a lot of referral business. But on top of it, after being for a year and a half, you know, they have a waiting list. But on top of all of that, they have to take paying guests, obviously, because you know, they have bills to pay and employees to pay and maintenance of the ranch. I mean, it's a big place with lots of buildings and, you know, places for the kids to sleep and all that stuff. And they also have to have security because they're, you know, responsible for protection of the campers. So they don't have a budget for giving away free camps, giving away, you know, get scholarships, having campers go for free. It's not in their budget. You know, it's all allocated. So my idea is if I can sell these products, which are very nice, I think, that I bought for the Inspired Vision event that I had September 11th, 2021, that didn't get the turnout that I was expecting and hoping for, then I might be able to at least, I'm hoping to, you know, at least have, my goal is 10 camp scholarships that I could give to the ranch. And, you know, if you could help with that, I'd be very grateful, because then we could say to the rescue organizations, you've got to, you know, we've got 10 spots that are paid for in the upcoming summer camp at Rawhide Ranch. Do you have a child that, you know, would really benefit from it, whether it's a kid that doesn't have the, you know, it's an in-need child, or what I would prefer is a kid that's, you know, ready to be with nature and making new friends and being loved on and learning things. I mean, you think about these children, they've been in captivity, they're not getting an education, they're not even getting love, they're just being abused. So we got to heal them. And what better way than to have a healing camp set up? And I don't know how this is going to happen. I'm just going to keep hoping that God guides me. And I hope that you trust me, because I really think this can work if we all work together. And I'm want to have the, I want to get to the good part, the happy ending part. So I've seen the happy ending, but I'm like, come on, make it happen. Like, I'm just very impatient. All right, so I'm going to be posting that on blog.laurabelle, and I'll announce it on the Getter feed. So as I said, you don't have to follow me. Just pay attention when I post, because I'm usually doing it for a reason. But I think there are probably like 2 or 3 products I'm going to put up, and I've got a big supply of them. I mean, hundreds. So, you know, I can get more too. So if you can help me with that and buy the, you know, one's a really cool Remington belt buckle that I'm going to be, I have, you know, enough for whoever wants to buy them. You can donate and I'll send it to you. I need your address, obviously, to do that. You can pay through the Zelle or the PayPal. I can invoice you, say so there's a record of it. I mean, I'm not going to be able to do anything, you know, quietly. It's all being observed. I'm, you know, I'm always feeling like I'm being observed. So, you know, if I do this, be successful, and then I'll record it when I go and deliver the check to the ranch so that it's all on the up and up. I mean, it's not, I have, you know, my immortal soul that I'm worried about. I'm not going to do anything dishonest, but, you know, apparently you have to, I mean, like I said to you, having a business is so difficult anymore, and so much red tape and paper and work, and you don't even spend the time doing what you really want to do, which is making your product or selling your product or helping people like I want to do. So, you know, I'm just asking you to take a leap of faith with me. All right, getting low on time here. I apologize that I think it's possible that I was new to that on my show, my own show. I think I put it on mute for a moment while I took a drink, but when I selected it to come off of mute, it didn't come off of mute. And so I apologize that you tuned in and there's this big gap. A lot of the information is on my Getter feed, which is right there. Getter, Lori Parrish, with two R's. And as far as the helpful hints and things that I'm getting to be wanting to put together in the newsletter, you can join the newsletter at the S'more address that is linked on the front page of my blog, Laurabella. I also, if you want to become a user and comment and interact on the site is totally usable, even though some of the aspects of it are not functioning fully. But I understand people don't want to share their info, but it's easier to stay in communication if you have like a mailing list or a newsletter. So a lot of people have already joined at the S'more, S-M-O-R-E, invitation to celebrate life, it's called. And I appreciate you joining there. And I, am going to be probably importing those addresses onto my blog so that I can send out emails rather than like a whole full out newsletter. But, I also know that the connections directory, I think, is a very logical way of handling the logistics of this, because instead of having just one person like Clay Clark with a list of event attendees, that you could actually have people sharing that info so that they can be invited to other events. And I'm talking about like socials and Inspired Vision events, and like the one that's happening May 7th, the Skippity Doodah event in Florida, and the one in Huntington Beach that's coming after that, and there's one in Myrtle Beach that I think just happened. That you could have, I don't want to say like one person that's in charge of it, because I don't want to be that one person, but that you could be sharing the information so that people could have a chance to promote their products if they have them, or their offers or their services, to a nice group of people. And so that kind of falls into what the Patriots Buying Club is about, that Pastor Vaughn is promoting. And I think Scott McKay is promoting, in particular, natural products that you buy them from his source instead of from the big box stores. So, can you think about that? I set up a marketplace on my website for people. You don't have to do the transactions on my site, but you could at least be seen. Like, hey, I've got this, I've got that, and that's what Mike Lindell did with his on his MyPillow store. He has a section called MyStore.com, and then entrepreneurs are putting their products on his site. So, I'm saying, jump in. The more, the merrier. If you're have something that you want to offer, great. If you want to make it so that it's like you bought, my idea was that if you a $10 membership to the Heart Club, that it would give you discount off of products and discount off of flowers and gift baskets. And then with that $10 Heart Club, my intention was that would be funding the scholarships. But, I have to say that it's, I think it's a very good solution, but I need help in getting it orchestrated is what it comes down to. And I'm going to be working on my business again, because I am feeling like this is well in hand now. You have these different places, like Pastor Vaughn is using his idea to have a healing center for or people who are, you know, recovering from addiction. I mean, we can't just be a disposable society. We dispose of our old, we dispose of unborn babies, we dispose of people who are addicts. I mean, even people who have done horrendous things, people who have abused kids, people who are pedophiles, people who have murdered, people who have raped, you know, they either go to prison for the rest of their life or you try to rehabilitate them. So, you know, let's, like Jesus said, let's work together and get this, get it done. You know, let's get her done, like Larry the Cable Guy says. So that's kind of why I keep advocating what I'm advocating, which is everybody sharing the information. Don't be thinking someone else is going to take care of things or do things. You know, it's up to each of us. In my opinion, a good investment would be in daycare centers, because people are going to be looking for places that they can feel confident that their kids are going to be taken care of. But I'm talking about not just keep the kids alive until the parents come and get them. I'm talking about more like, I guess we would call people Montessori schools. People know what that is, or charter schools. You know, places where it's enrichment programs and also childcare joined together, so that we're going to be building up a generation of super nice, super smart, super productive, super patriots, super kind, super loving, super inventive, super duper. So in order to do that, it means that people who do have resources have to join the forces together and come up with the ideas and the places. Like, for example, if you see, like most people know that the communities, you have like workforce, which does retraining programs for people who are unemployed, but a lot of illegal aliens are using them, so the citizens are told that there's nothing available. That's because they're being used by other nations' people. So that's not right. So we have to make it so that it's Americans first. And if that's racist or fascist or whatever, it's too bad. We're the ones that are paying the bills, okay? And if there's some leftover classes, yeah, you can give it to an illegal alien, but only after the American ones get it. So that's something that has to be addressed. But on top of it, you have community centers that are required to offer classes for a reasonable amount of money. So you could do a class there. You could conduct a class or take a class. So look there for, you know, workshops and classes. But on top of that, if you see that there's a building that is being unused, put some, you know, people together that have money and invest in an enrichment program, kind of like what Mathenasium is about, but more geared towards childcare with a heavy helping of art and music and creativity. And some of you may have heard of Annie's Annie's boxes. Jesse Kelly advertises them, where the kids get a box every month, every week or every month sent to them, and they do creative things. I mean, we're going to have to start thinking outside the box and doing more creative ways of educating our kids, because we're not going to just assume that these teachers, these communist teachers, these strange, shall we say, destructive teachers are going to watch out for our children. I mean, I'm not saying that if you're gay, you can't be a teacher. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying if you are advocating that a 6-7-year-old kid learns about transgenderism and that they might be actually gay and that they might feel better if they dress like a girl that day, or that it's okay to touch yourself and masturbate in class, that's what they're doing. Okay, I hate to say it, but that's what these freaks are doing. So these are mentally disturbed people. And I'm not saying if you're gay, you're mentally disturbed. I'm saying that if you are going after kids and trying to indoctrinate them, then you're mental and you belong far, far away from kids. So we're going to have to either clean out the education system or we're going to have to make our own system. And, you know, that sounds like, you know, idealistic, big talk and impossible. But it has to start somewhere and it's already beginning. And that's what Pastor Shane Vaughn is talking about, where you have classes that empower and educate and inform and give, I don't want to say like marching orders, but you give like a blueprint on how to proceed and you go forth. And so, and you try to help people. So, I mean, I mentioned before about the program towards that's geared towards the military vets that's nearby where I am. That's something that definitely needs more people to be a part of and needs funding. Mike Rowe was talking about advocating for vocational tech in schools. Well, you know, if they're not going to do it, if they're not going to allocate the money in the budget of the, you know, the tens of millions that go to colleges and high schools and grammar schools in your area, then we have to make our own. Okay, we have to basically do our own thing. And that's what was foreseen by what Kat Kerr had, was told when she, you know, went in her book, Revealing Heaven. But what she has seen is that there's going to be schools that are, you know, ideally all the schools would have the same structure and you'd get the same, you know, reading, writing, and arithmetic, but if your kid's into music, then you can go to that school that is, you know, more of a music emphasis, or if your kid's really into technology, this school will have a strong technology program. I mean, it's hard to have a school do it all, but, you know, the solution that the communists that are running education now is that everything goes, you know, you just get Common Core or communist curriculum. And indoctrination, and you have to have sex ed, of course, because, you know, it's important to have kids thinking about sex instead of thinking about, you know, exploring the stars or learning about, you know, creating a painting, like, or learning history of the country. Like, you have to push the critical race theory, Common Core curriculum, and definitely have to have sex ed, not health ed, sex ed. Yeah, I mean, I can see if you are a child that has never been exposed to hygiene and, you know, the basics and, you know, when a girl starts menstruating and all that stuff. Yeah, I don't have an issue with health. I have an issue with sex education. We're at the end of the show. I'm going to say what I always say. Be bold, be brave, and we'll all be free. And stay tuned for my next episode. And also the items we're going to be selling to try to raise money for scholarships for rescued children that I can get to Raw Hag Ranch and have it be earmarked for kids that need to go there. And there'll be more camps being built across the country and across the world, because that's how we do this. We do it one bite at a time, one step at a time, working together. All right, God bless you. Take care. Thank you.